Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about the DNA of your business. You know, in nature, all life comes in two forms, either a plant or an animal. In the marketplace where you and I work, all business entities are found in two forms, human and non-human. But unlike plants and animals, a human business can morph into a non-human entity. That's right, a plant can't become an animal or vice versa, but your human company can morph into a non-human company. The human businesses, when I say human, I'm talking about sole proprietorships and partnerships. If you just start a business, hi, I'm Jim, would you buy this from me? You know, you wake up one morning, you decide you want to be a business owner, you start selling stuff, right? I mean, you do an eBay business. Whatever you do, if you start out and you just say I'm in business and you ask somebody to buy from you, and you have a business, then you're a sole proprietorship. Or if you have a partner, you're a partnership, right? Those are called the human businesses, because the ownership structure is the founders, the human entities, so to speak, that own the business entity. The non-human entities are the ones that are legally structured, legally meaning some documents have been prepared and have been registered and recorded. And those are primarily, the three primary ones are C corporations, S corporation, which is a variation, sub S corp, they called. It's a variation of the C corp, and then the limited liability company. So those three, C corp, sub S, and LLC, they're also called. So why would your sole proprietorship or partnership morph from into a non-human entity, into one of those three that I just mentioned? Well, here are three reasons. To acquire certain tax advantages, if you're a sole proprietorship, you may be able to improve your tax picture by becoming an LLC or a C corp, or even or an S corp, or even possibly a C corp. Typically, though, most small businesses are not C corps. They're mostly, when they become legal, when they become non-human, they're either a sub S or an LLC. Not always, but most of the time. You need to talk to your accountant about this, on the tax advantages, which one of those are better for you. Here's another reason. That corporate veil thing you may have heard me talk about before. The corporate veil is provided by a corporation or an LLC, and it can shield your personal assets from legal obligations or claims that the business may have. And you want to talk to your attorney about this, but what that means is if you're operating your business in the marketplace, it's going places, it's doing things, it's buying and selling, it's driving around, that business is driving around in the marketplace. So there's liability exposure there. The corporate veil that the LLC or the corporation provides is a break between the activity of the company, the legal entity, the activity of that non-human legal entity, and your own personal assets. You have a way of separating those. So if the business gets sued and the business loses, then your personal assets shouldn't be at risk. That's what that corporate veil does. And the third example is many larger customer prospects want to think that you're a serious business if they do business with you, and they don't do that, and they won't feel that you're really a serious player if you aren't incorporated, if you're not an S corp or an LLC. That's just one of those things that companies, larger companies, want to know about. if your business is very small, you might be able to spend that money on incorporating, which could be, you know, just a few hundred dollars, no more than $1,000. You could spend that on something else. Maybe something really more critical, like maybe a computer or marketing. If you're starting out as a sole proprietorship, I'm not saying that you needed to, before you hire any employees or anything like that, you need to get incorporated. Maybe you need to buy the computer first. But the one concern that I have is that you might wait too late. So here's some things, here's some triggers, some organizational and operating triggers that would help you decide when to morph from human to non-human entity. The first one is when you hire your first employee. When that employee could wind up suing you, your employee could be driving your truck or whatever and run into somebody or whatever. Anytime you bring in another person to operate in your business, that puts your personal assets at risk, and that'd be a good trigger to tell you need to incorporate. When you enter into contracts on behalf of the business, any kind of a contract on behalf of the business, I would want to be incorporated. And I would want to, even if the person asks you to sign, you might have to sign, like a bank will require you to sign as the president of your company and personally. Even so, I'd still want to be incorporated when you sign any contracts on behalf of the company. When you establish any credit, including with vendors, vendor credit even, I would want you to be incorporated. I want you to have either an LLC or a sub-S corporation. Non-human entities do require maintenance to be able to sustain the benefits. You've got to make sure you keep up with certain things. Number one, if you become an LLC, you've got to tell people that you're incorporated. You've got to identify the legal ownership on all documents, the legal entity on all documents. You got to operate your finances completely separate, your business finances completely separate from your personal stuff. You got to maintain proper corporate documentation. Those are some of the maintenance things that you need to pay attention to. Remember that corporate veil? Well, think of it as you do your roof. If you're incorporated, LLC or sub-S or C, if you're incorporated, by maintaining that, you will protect yourself and your business from dangerous things that fall from the sky, like hail and attorneys. So finally, here's let me summarize what we just said. Don't forget, if you're incorporating, don't forget the triggers to decide when to, you know, when to incorporate. Be proactive about, not reactive about your entity. In other words, tell people that you are an entity, a legal entity. Maintain it. Keep up the maintenance. And remember, business laws, business incorporating laws, entity laws are different in every state. So check that out. Talk to your accountant, talk to your attorney, and think about some of these things. You can change. You're not a plant. You can change the DNA of your business. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Throwing my money all over this town, and I wouldn't be
doggone. Hey, hey, I belong. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.